Mercedes, always appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yep, thanks for having me.
First off, congratulations on the championship. What an incredible run for your softball team. 33-game winning streak. You're going to host the RMAC tournament. You win the RMAC regular season championship. Of course, you get it done with the victories over CSU Pueblo. Kind of take us through what this season's been like for you, watching the record number of home runs being hit by your program, but also just that run to the RMAC regular season title.
I mean, it's been a great season. We've achieved a lot of our goals. Started out kind of on the losing end of things, and we played a tough Colorado Christian, I think the second week of conference, lost 3 of 4, and those were definitely winnable games if we had it all together a little bit more, which it seems like now we do. But I think that really just motivated everybody to work harder, make sure we're working hard all together, and just keep winning.
Maya Arrieta, former Central standout, she ends up breaking the RMAC single-season home run record. Crystal Krebs of UCCS held that previously, along with Tara Mickelson of Metro State. Maya hitting her 26th home run of the season. Take us through what you've seen from Maya and what an incredible season she's had, because when you think of home run hitters, she's got some pop, but not to have the kind of season she's had.
It's been incredible. There's really only been a couple players that have come through this program that have had a season just like hers, but no one's had the power. And 26 home runs, it's great. She is kind of halfway through season. All of a sudden, she started hitting a bunch of home runs, and people still pitch to her for the most part, which I'm still a little surprised with, but it's working out in our favor. But, man, she's worked hard. She's worked hard all fall, all spring so far. She gets extra work in. She's locked in, and good things are happening. And sometimes it doesn't work out, but then we got a whole bunch of good hitters behind her that can hit doubles or home runs, and it's great.
And one of those really good hitters, we're going to talk to her coming up a little bit, is Eliana Mendoza. She drove in 5 of your 17 runs on the day in that doubleheader. She's had just an incredible season, hitting .461 right now.
Yeah, she's improved a ton since last year, where she just finds ways on base. It's kind of funny because she'll bat 5th or 6th in the lineup after a lot of our power hitters. It's a great opportunity to get some RBIs in there. She'll get on by walks a lot, too. And I think just as a left-handed hitter, you see all these righties in front, and somehow it's just a little funky. But it works out well, and again, another person who's worked hard, who's gotten in really great shape this year. She's a great center fielder and leader out on the field, and it's the high averages. It really helps us out.
She was one of your seniors that you honored this past weekend. Ava Fugit, Miranda Pruitt, and Hannah Sattler were also honored as well. And so those four players, those four seniors, kind of take us through what they've meant to this program.
They've all grown a ton through this program. Miranda Pruitt and Ilya Mendoza, it's their 6th year of college. So kind of, you know, some 24-year-olds on the roster are great, just maturity-wise. They've grown since they've been here, gotten stronger, gotten better. Hannah Sattler pitched a whole bunch last year. We've added more pitchers to our staff this year, and she really elevated her game and developed some new pitches and has kind of a different look this year and still had a lot of success. She has more support from other pitchers on the staff. We don't have to see her all the time like kind of our opponents did last year. Ava Fugate, she's solid at first base. She hits a ton of doubles. She bats right behind Maya. Maya scored a lot of runs this year because Ava's right behind her, finding ways to get on or bunt her over. Or every once in a while, you know, hit a home run once they've walked Maya in front of her.
CMU softball coach Mercedes Bodie with us today on the Team Sports Network. Mavericks will host the RMAC tournament this weekend over at the Bergman Sports Complex. Obviously, your team is the hottest team right in the RMAC. Mercedes, 33-game winning streak. You haven't lost at home this year, 20-0. But as you know, you can host the RMAC tournament. Strange things, bad things can happen. But you're hoping that maybe some of those demons of the past won't be there this weekend when you play in the RMAC tournament.
RMAC tournament's weird, and I've been on the winning side of it and the losing side of it, so it's hopefully I can prepare the team to be mentally prepared for it. It is a double elimination tournament, so if you do falter one game, you still have opportunity to work your way through the loser's bracket. It's just a longer path. We've told our team, hey, it's just 3 wins. You got to do 3 wins. We've seated ourselves well. It's one win each day, and you get the automatic bid to regionals. And we hope that what we've done this year so far really protects us for that regional bid if for some reason we don't win the RMAC tournament. But we're on a roll. I feel good with everything. I think the team's ready, and I think we are the best team in the conference.
You know, right now, the Mavericks rank sixth in the South Central region. Eight teams make that field, and so that's kind of what you're alluding to, is you hope that the record you put together, the 33-game winning streak, what you've been able to accomplish, the dominance in RMAC play you've had this season, hopefully and number one, you want to win this whole thing. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the goal.
is job number one, goal number one for the softball team. But you do feel, like you said, you do have a little bit of wiggle room to work with in case things just don't go the way you want them to.
Right, and again, our goal is to win the conference tournament, host it. Last year we were seeded fourth, and man, we had to play a whole lot of games. We actually played every team in the conference tournament last year with how things worked out through the loser's bracket. Sent a bunch of people home. Our goal is to a little easier on ourselves this year. But yeah, we got to win. There's Colorado Christian. We owe them a loss. So we plan to do that at some point in this conference tournament. And the goal is to get to regionals, win regionals, but, it's step by step. So we got to win the conference tournament, win game one, and life gets a little easier from there.
So the Mavericks and Colorado Christian each have first-round byes, and the sixth team, as Mercedes mentioned, double elimination tournament that runs through Saturday. Champion gets the automatic berth to the South Central region postseason. And so you have Colorado School of Mines and Regis that open up the tournament, and then the winner of that game will take on the Mavericks in Game 3. Metro State faces CSU Pueblo, and that's who Colorado Christian will get in the final game on Thursday. So, like I said, you've played both these teams in Colorado School of Mines and Regis. You've had success against them. So, I guess, give us the quick scouting report on either one of these teams if you face them in that opener.
They're a little bit scrappier teams. Really, no one has the power like we have, but they'll find ways to just put the ball in play. They'll bunt a lot. They'll try to run and steal and try to have us make mistakes. But we've seen them. We're prepared for it. And again, we play really well at home. So it's really nice to be here. Everybody gets to sleep in their own bed and kind of be more mentally prepared versus being out on the road. We've played a lot on the road this year, and we did pretty well. But again, home, we haven't lost yet. So it's a good feeling playing here.
Mercedes Bodie, CMU softball coach with us. RMAC tournament, of course, starts on Thursday. And you had a chance to play some players that don't normally get a lot of playing time in that series against CSU Pueblo. And I know that, was it Macy Magdaleno? She was one of those players. I hopefully did not butcher her last name.
You got it right.
Okay, good. Blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. But she was your DH in the second game. Talk about what that means, so you get a chance to play somebody like a Macy that doesn't get a lot of opportunity because of the talent this team has, but went out and got a couple of base hits, got an RBI, and was able to raise her batting average a little bit. Those are great stories when you get a chance to play a player that goes out, does their job in terms of practice and trying to help her teammates be better, is on the bench, always ready to go. When she gets that chance to go out and get a little bit of an opportunity, it's always a great thing.
Well, we talk with the team a lot with the younger players on you just got to keep growing. Sometimes you're going to end up watching, a really good person in your position, but you got to keep learning from them. Opportunities come up. Don't feel a ton of pressure. Just go out there and swing and, pinch hitting or DH. Those are tough jobs. And definitely all results-oriented, but Macy's been swinging well. She's grown a lot from the fall. She is a freshman. She's a 6-foot-tall lefty hitter, which is great. We see bright things for her future. She's had some rough at-bats and pinch hits, and, man, she came in ready to go. So it was really nice to see her kind of come in, and first swing, boom, it was a shot to the outfield. Gets another hit, and then her – she went 2-for-3 that game. The other one was a far one to left field, opposite field. They made a pretty good catch on it. But, man, it just eases her a little bit, any kind of stress she had. But, she does belong here. The team was really rooting for her. So it was nice to see. It's always great when, you have different people pinch hit or DH and they see some success, because then it's like, yeah, the coach did the right thing. It doesn't always work that way. But Again, it was really nice. It's good for team morale. It's good for those players that don't get a lot of opportunities for them to see some success, to know that, you know, they do belong here on this really great team.
So I haven't seen, I don't think game times have not been set. Is that correct, Mercedes?
First game should start at 10 o'clock. We have our RMAC call today to, like, finalize everything, but it looks like we'll be playing at 3 p.m. on Thursday, assuming everything stays on track time-wise.
All right, very good. And hopefully keep our fingers crossed for a good weekend of weather as well for the RMAC softball tournament. Hey, Mercedes, congratulations on the RMAC regular season title. And, of course, best of luck this weekend in the RMAC tournament here in Grand Junction. Get out and cheer on the Mavs over at the Bergman Softball Complex. Get over there this weekend as the Mavericks will play on Thursday at 3 o'clock over at Bergman. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Mercedes.
Thank you.
All right, Mercedes Bodie, coach of the Maverick softball team, and Eliana Mendoza is going to join us coming up a little bit, one of those four seniors that...